Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Last time on Observe and Report.
What's the move?
Eliminate the threat.
Sir?
We can't risk OPSEC.
Sir, this man was a Marine colonel.
You have your orders, Captain.
Command has ordered us to bring Mr. Washington in for questioning. I need you guys to defend the perimeter and get the news crews out of there so there's no witnesses.
Glenn's a retired Marine. You're going to need backup.
For once, just shut up and do your job, Martinez.
Mr. Washington, I just want to talk to you.
How are we going to find our shuttle?
We need a way to track the soldiers.
I have an idea.
Okay, now's our chance.
Be careful, Zuri.
So what happens now, Captain?
Now you're going to tell me everything you know about the aliens.
Aliens? I never saw any aliens.
Well then, you're no longer any use to me.
Sharp? Looks like you're about to execute him. I thought we were brothers, Sharp.
What's going on?
Good! No! Jones!
You touch him, you die.
So this is how it is now?
When we get back to headquarters, you're finished.
Yeah, we'll see who's finished.
Can you track Alan's phone?
Based on their heading, I would have to guess they're headed straight for Area 51.
Welcome to Observe and Report Season 1, Episode 5, Storm Area 51, Part 1.
Area 51? No way you'll ever get in there.
Area 51? What's that?
Only the most secure military base in the world.
Military base? Negative. We are not attempting that.
We don't have a choice. We have to get our shuttle back.
No, we don't. Your father could come retrieve us right now.
Without the shuttle? They would send us straight to the brig.
But we'll be alive and back on the canvas.
In a reformatory cell.
Better than an Earth prison.
Or worse. There's no telling what they might do if they capture you.
See?
I think Mira's right about this one. It was dangerous enough coming here to help you get your ship back. But Area 51? I can give you one more ride to help you meet up with your dad. But after that, I have a whole life here to get back to.
What, your exciting life of listening to radio static?
You know, I've been feeling a real lack of privacy ever since I met you.
Zuri, come on. It's time for us to go home.
No. Ugh, no. I can't accept that.
Come on.
I refuse to let my future be decided by an outdated interim judicial stand-in in some makeshift courtroom.
You think I want that? You think I chose to come with you? I protested coming here, and now my life is ruined too. You've done nothing but try to cover up your tracks this whole time, and look where it's gotten us.
I know you're scared, but running home right now won't fix this. The only way we can get our lives back to normal is if we return to the canvas in our shuttle.
By now, they've already discovered that we've left. So what difference does it make?
They don't know where we went. If we bring the shuttle back, at least we won't have to explain that we lost it or that we went to Earth. We'll get in trouble, yeah, but not nearly as much. Also, I want to keep my dad out of this.
Don't think this means I've agreed to help you, but what's your plan?
First, we have to sneak in and find the shuttle.
Area 51 will be protected by razor wire, alarm sensors, landmines, and drones at the very least. Not to mention, facility access probably requires RFID tags, maybe even biometrics.
How do you expect to make it past all that?
There's only one way we're getting into that base.
Everything was under control until Martinez disobeyed orders and disrupted my mission.
Our mission.
What kind of leader would I be if I let my team participate in cold-blooded murder?
What kind of leader leaves his team behind?
I gave you an order for a reason, Martinez.
I was looking out for you, man. Sometimes doing the right thing means breaking the rules.
Breaking the rules and murder are not the same thing.
Enough! What makes you think ETC is your team? Did you personally handpick and train its members? And when they get killed in action, are you going to call their families? Are you going to explain the training exercise that went wrong?
I wasn't saying...
Don't forget your place in this organization, Matt. Charles, you don't like following orders? Then how about you start giving them? I'm granting you operational command of ETC.
What?
Thank you, Commander.
Don't screw it up.
Why?
What part of eliminate the threat did you not understand? Martinez is right. This organization needs people who aren't afraid to get a little dirt on their hands for the greater good. Martinez?
Yes, Commander.
Tomorrow, you'll take our guest to the sugar bunker. Finish what Matt didn't have the stomach to follow through on.
Understood.
And after that, I want that alien pilot alive and securely locked in our basement. Prove to me that I didn't make a mistake promoting you.
You won't regret it, Commander.
So what exactly are we here for?
If you're serious about sneaking into Area 51, you'll need supplies. You'll each need your own radio and a headset so you don't make noise when you communicate, tasers and zip ties in case you have to take someone out,
what?
And obviously wire cutters for when you run into fences.
Good idea.
Can we back up to the taking someone out part?
Don't worry, Mira. If it comes to that, I'll take care of it.
And also?
What?
What is it?
No offense or anything, but you two could use a shower.
A shower?
And you should wash your uniforms. You don't want them to smell you coming.
Oh, you're talking about decontamination. You have a decon chamber here?
I have a bathroom.
Mira, humans use water to clean off.
If you don't, then how do you know that we do? Wait, you haven't...
No, Alan. I've never observed you in the shower.
I can't believe you waste water like that.
It's just water. What's the big deal?
Water is extremely rare where we come from. It has to be synthesized, which requires an inordinate amount of energy. With 10 billion people on the planet, we can barely produce enough for everyone to drink 1 ounce per day.
If water is rare, then how do you decontaminate?
We have decontamination chambers that use vaporized hydrogen peroxide.
Hydrogen peroxide is easier to get than water?
It takes a lot more water than H2O2 to get clean. Plus, the chambers are designed to recycle it.
I think you're gonna love this then. You just turn these knobs here until the water is the right temperature.
It's climate controlled?
It takes a while to warm up.
How do you get anything done? I would never leave.
Well, my water tank isn't that big.
I better get in then.
I mean, it's normal size. It's not small or anything. Oh, wait.
What?
You usually don't shower with your clothes on.
Oh, so what clothes do I wear?
No, I mean, you know...
What's this? What does this mean?
I'm gesturing taking clothes off.
Right.
And then you just get in.
Oh, no clothes.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just say that?
Well, I didn't want you to think that I was thinking about, you know, you...
You've made this 100 times more awkward than it had to be. You should leave now.
Right, sorry. You can just hand them to me around the door. The clothes, I mean. I'll find you something to wear when you get out while your clothes are washing.
Cold water only.
Got it.
Get out, Alan. And air dry. I don't need a shrunken uniform.
No, certainly not. I mean, not that it's too tight. I just, Okay, air dry, got it. No shrinky.
Alan! Oh, and who might you be, sweetie?
My name's Zuri. Are you Alan's mom?
Call me Dolores, dear. Oh, I've been waiting for this for years. I would have worn something fancy if I knew I was meeting you today.
Me?
Of course, dear. It's good that Alan is finally taking a chance on a relationship. I thought it would never happen.
Mom?
Alan?
What are you doing here?
What do you mean, what am I doing here? Can't a mother visit her favorite son? We all know you never come to visit me anymore.
I'm your only son, Ma. Hey, Zuri, here are some clothes to change into. Let's wash your uniform.
Thanks.
She seems like a lovely young lady.
Mom, now is not exactly the best time. You can't just show up unexpected like this.
Nonsense, son. I'm your mother. Have you been eating, by the way? You look a little thin.
I eat just fine, Ma.
Do you still get that rash?
Mom, no.
I could call Margie down at the pharmacy again. We could get you some of that cream we used to put on it.
Mom, I don't have a rash.
Do I need to use a code word so I don't embarrass you in front of your friend? Do you still have that pineapple?
All finished.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, good. Now tell me how you two met. I want to hear every detail.
Actually, it's kind of a long story. Maybe another time.
Well, we landed our shuttle here and then broke, and then it got stolen by these guys and we lost contact with our ship, so we came here to have Alan help us contact our ship, and then we found out that they took our shuttle to Area 51, so now we're getting ready to go there and get it back.
Zuri, how many of those have you had?
Oh, a road trip. How lovely. It's so nice that you found someone who's into all of that alien space stuff like you are. You must be talking about that festival in Nevada. A road trip is a good way to test your relationship, you know.
Ma, I don't know what you think you know, but Zuri and I aren't in a relationship. It's not a road trip. It's just helping her get home. That's it.
Alan, I'm finished. Can I get those clothes?
Who was that?
Coming.
There's two girls in your apartment? I never would have believed that.
That's Mira. She's my friend.
Oh, so Mira is your girlfriend? Then who's this one?
Wait, what am I?
Mom, no, neither of them are my girlfriend.
It's because of that rash. I mean, pineapple, isn't
it? Mom! Here, Mira.
Sounds like it's time for me to get in the shower.
We just met yesterday.
Fine, give it a few days. It took me a couple weeks to decide to marry your father.
Mom, you're embarrassing me.
Alan, Peanut, listen.
Zuri, this shower's amazing.
You're alone so much. For years I've been praying and praying that you would make some friends and get out of that little cave of solitude, or whatever you call it. You don't need to listen to the stars billions of light miles away when you have friends right here in front of you.
Mom, what are you saying?
Go You're... with them, Peanut.
Let me turn on the
shower. Stars will
Just
be
turn
here
those
when
knobs.
You come back, and so will I.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Goodbye, Dolores. It was lovely to meet you.
You too, girls. You kids have fun seeing those aliens.
Goodbye.
Bye, Ma.
Your mom is so cool.
Yeah, you're really lucky to have a mom like that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Daddy, Daddy, watch me on the slide.
I'm watching, kiddo.
Lieutenant Scarver, may I have a moment?
Will I ever get it back?
I have an urgent matter that requires your attention.
Daddy, push me on the swings.
The restroom is over there, and I'm not going to help you.
Due to your considerable experience with DevGru, someone very important has requested you specifically.
You can tell Bieber I can't pull security for him tonight. Someone more important needs my attention right now. My coffee's getting cold. Amelia...
Just hear me out.
Bing.
Lieutenant.
We're done here. Come on, sweetie. Let's get some ice cream.
I'm sorry about your wife.
What did you say?
Did the FBI ID the driver yet?
Who are you?
We should talk privately.
Wait in the car, Amelia. Daddy will be right there.
Take too long.
You have 30 seconds.
A vacancy recently opened up in my organization. We were hoping you might fill it for us.
And what if I don't?
Depends what kind of world you want Amelia to grow up in.
A world that I'm part of?
But is that what's really best for her?
What are you saying?
My agency is prepared to offer Amelia the best care possible. In your absence, she'll be placed in the most prestigious schools, afforded the best opportunities and guaranteed university tuition and living expenses.
Why do they want me so bad?
It's quite simple, really. You're the best at what you do.
What about my wife?
I can tell you everything you want to know, but first we need your undivided loyalty.
I'm sure you have my phone number. Amelia's bedtime is at 8.
Welcome to Ed's Discount Electronics.
And collector's items, we know.
Thieves! I'm calling the police right now!
Wait, we brought money to pay you back.
That doesn't change the fact that you stole. You have been officially blacklisted. That means no more transactions for any of you.
It was an emergency, Barth. Give us a break.
See this sign? We reserve the right to refuse service to anyone, especially thieving nerd girls, who, by the way, are still wearing the same outfit. Do you own any other clothes?
Not on planet Earth. Hey, we washed our clothes, okay?
We washed our clothes? We? No, I washed your clothes.
He's just jealous that he doesn't have a fabric alloy crew uniform.
Yeah, and who are you calling nerds? You play with dolls.
They are not dolls. They're action figures, not to mention priceless, limited edition collector's items. And I don't play with them, I sell them.
You were playing with them last night, Bartholomew.
This doesn't concern you, Ed!
I get commission on anything you sell in my store.
10% and not a penny more, or I'll take my business elsewhere.
That would be a relief.
Barth, we need to get going. Are you going to accept our money or not?
I might be willing to reinstate your customer status if...
If what?
If you add a collector's item to your list.
Fine. How much?
Excuse me, this is my money we're talking about here. How much?
I've got these limited edition Gorgonites, a combat Carl, 2 Darth Vaders, and a 1963 G.I. Joe.
I'll gather the supplies.
How much for the G.I. Joe?
$200,000.
You're kidding, right?
Look it up. Original packaging, unopened.
How did you get it?
Never go against Bartholomew Brexton III in a game of D&D when limited edition collector's items are on the line.
What about this black figure with the laser sword?
Wait, what did you just say?
Zuri.
What did she just say?
What?
How do you not know who Darth Vader is?
She's never seen Star Wars. Does he not know that
Get
you're...
out of my store and don't come back until you've seen all 10 films and the Clone Wars series and the 1978 holiday special.
Barth, the holiday special? Don't you think that's just a little extreme?
You're not a true Star Wars fan until you watch the holiday special.
Okay, I think I got everything.
Let's see. another radio, two headsets, phasers. Is there something I should know about?
Science experiment.
How many questions can Barth ask before he gets tased?
We're really looking forward to testing our hypothesis.
Batteries. So, counting Darth Vader and the last radio that you stole, that comes to $543.18.
Here.
Sorry, we don't take credit cards.
What?
See the sign? Cash only.
Who doesn't take credit cards? I only have 500 in cash.
Then I guess you'll have to put something back.
But we need all of this.
Keep the Darth Vader.
No. We made a deal.
We don't have time for this. Come on, guys. Let's go.
That's it. I'm calling the cops again. And this time, you're permabanned.
That's fine. We're actually going to get our shuttle back today, so you'll never see us again anyway.
Sorry, Barth.
Here's 500.
At least give me back my Darth Vader.
But I thought we had a deal, Barth.
You don't even want it.
No, but watching you not have it's pretty satisfying.
You'll be back. And when you do, I'll be ready.
You really don't know, do you?
Know what?
You spoke to real-life aliens and didn't even know it.
Wait, what are you saying?
Bye, Barth Vader!
Aliens. They'll be back. They always come back. She wants to be alone, she only wants to die.
Thanks for listening to Observe and Report, starring Felicia Hebner as Zuri, Megan McMulkin as Mira, Christopher Edwards as Ellen, Jeff LaFortune as Agent Sharp, Jamie Austin as Dolores, Tim Linton as Bartholomew, Andre DeMond as Agent Martinez, Kimberly Zeisler as the Commander, Jason Klinger as Lieutenant Scarver, Taylor Fisher as Amelia, Chris Roberts as the Recruiter, Jake Spencer as Dash, and Philip Trad as Ed. This episode featured the songs Feels Like Colorado and Another World by David Jones, who could be found on SoundCloud by searching soundcloud.com/DavidTomJones. Observe and Report was produced, written, directed, and composed by Nate Fisher, and is also produced by Andre DeMond, Michael Tevis, Richard Fisher, Ann Fisher, and Kyle Manasco. Observe and Report is an ad-free production in order to give our listeners the best experience possible. To help us keep it that way, you can also help us by subscribing, rating, and reviewing the show on Apple Podcasts if you have an Apple device, or by signing into iTunes on any desktop computer. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Observe and Report Podcast or Twitter at twitter.com/OARPodcast.
Martinez, you cunt! I promised myself that I'd do anything to find you. But I'm not sure that you'd recognize the man that I've had to become, Jules. I mean, I know it's ridiculous to talk to a photo, but this is all I have left of you. I miss you all so much. I can't work with these people anymore. I'm going to find you. But first, there's something I need to make right. It's time to make up for past sins, starting with breaking him out of here. Thank you.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent.
Try Gain Flings today with special savings at Family Dollar.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.